Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free. An agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service. I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Roads.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Coming up on 303 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
We had some meetings with the coaching staff and in the front office. I think it's always been something that we've been open to, just trying to find the right thing for Kyle and for the team.
Cubs president Theo Epstein explaining the decision to send Kyle Schwarber down to the minors. Schwarber going to Iowa after hitting 171 with the Cubs this season.
I think we reached the point recently where, on the mental side, it just had reached a point where it was really tough. As hard as Kyle was working harder than anyone, it had gotten so deep that it was hard for him to take the things he was working on in the cage and take them out into the game with him.
Epstein visiting with Spiegel and Parkins, the Cubs president saying he doesn't expect Schwarber to be down in the minors too long, but also says he's shocked the Cubs are at this point. More moves. Jason Hayward going on the 10-day DL. He injured his hand last weekend in Pittsburgh trying to make a sliding catch. Cubs in Miami tonight. Outfielder Mark Zagunas has been called up. He'll make his debut in right. Jake Arrieta and Jeff Locke, the pitchers. Cubs also signed their top draft pick, lefty pitcher Brendan Little. The start of the White Sox game in Minnesota still delayed by rain. Elsewhere, Philadelphia beat St. Louis 5-1. Top 6, Texas 7, Toronto 4. It's Milwaukee 3, Pittsburgh 2. They played 5.5. Arizona and Colorado tied at 1 in the second. Houston over Oakland, 2-0 in the first. NBA, the Bulls pick 16th tonight in the NBA draft, but Minnesota reportedly willing to use the 7th pick in a package for Jimmy Butler. Meanwhile, Cleveland reportedly ending its pursuit of Butler. Hockey Blackhawks GM Stan Bowman admits he's not sure if Marian Hossa will ever play again. The Hawks' schedule is out. They start the season October 5 against Pittsburgh. Football, the Bears say their first training camp practice will take place July 27th, and the Raiders give quarterback Derek Carr a 5-year $125 million extension, making him the highest-paid player in the NFL. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Golfers, this summer, text Amstel to 55755 and visit the Amstel Light Display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I think Fred's challenge this offseason is to find ways to be, a better leader. You know, I think he showed progress in that area. The team did rally around him at times, and but again, it's part of the process too.
Look for opportunities on the trade market, but the other team's got to be involved, and there's different factors. The same within a draft. You know, certain players are available, certain players aren't.
To think that we can just upend, massively move pieces and parts is not realistic. It's not. We have guys signed to contracts, and we made the statement last year. We were investing in the young guys. I know it sounds like a broken record, but it's the truth.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That was John Paxson and Gar Forman running over Fred Hoiberg with a
start the buses.
Big old Bulls bus.
We would like him to be a little bit better leader
at his gig.
That's an NBA coach you're talking about.
Who's
yeah.
already just left with one nut because the other one got cut off the team.
In a perfect world, Fred knows this, but he knows, at times we saw the players actually listening and doing what he wanted, but we'd like him to be, how shall I phrase this, a better leader.
Yeah, it's a tough look. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. Dan Bernstein, this is what happened to the Orlando Magic after Dwight Howard was traded to the Lakers in August of 2012.
Okay.
They drafted Andrew Nicholson and Kyle O'Quinn. Their two picks in 2012, Victor Oladipo, number 2, Romero Osby at number 51. 2014, Aaron Gordon at 4, Dario Saric, who then went to the Philadelphia 76ers in a trade at number 12. They didn't have a second-round pick. 2015, Super Mario Hezonja, number 5 overall, Tyler Harvey, number 51, Steven Zimmerman, number 41, and Jake Lehman at number 47. Domantas Sabonis, who was then traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder, was drafted last year. So since Dwight Howard was traded to the Lakers, in a team saying, you know what, we got to scrap this thing and start all over again.
Well, there's some guys there they should have kept and they'd be good.
They drafted Victor Oladipo. He became an Oklahoma City Thunder. They drafted Aaron Gordon, who's still trying to find his way. Dario Saric is a Philadelphia 76er. Super Mario Hezonja, I love his game. It's just he needs to he's a wild stallion that needs to be tamed a little
broken.
Bit. Yeah, real deal. But they haven't done that with him yet. And Domantas Sabonis, who is an Oklahoma City Thunder player as well. So most of their draft picks are elsewhere, and the two that they have, you don't know what you're going to get out of them other than some highlight plays from night to night, and they've changed coaches twice. I think those are the things that the Bulls brass thinks of when we talk about rebuilding and starting all over again. How long are you going to be in that rebuild where we think of the Golden State Warriors and some other teams who have done it the right way in terms of just starting all over? Look at the Boston Celtics. I mean, the Boston Celtics went from Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo, and then Ray Allen goes to Miami and is a traitor, and those guys get old. Rajon Rondo is by himself, and then they're looking around like, all right, we got to figure this out. They go out and get themselves one of the better coaches in the business.
They made a bold move that nobody saw coming.
Mm-hmm.
And just then a lightning strike of a hire.
And then they stack draft picks. They trade for a backup point guard and say, hey, it's your team until we figure this thing out in Isaiah Thomas. And now they've drafted Jaylen Brown. Looks like they're going to draft Jason Tatum if they don't trade that pick to the Knicks.
Him.
And their picks have yielded them, you know, a lot of – they got 7 picks over the next 2 years. So they're going to have to trade those first-round picks for somebody. And they struck out on the Kevin Love sweepstakes. The Blake Griffin thing is being entertained now. Of course, they've had a love affair with Jimmy Butler, but they just haven't, you know, ponied up the right prospects or the right rotational players for the formula that the Bulls are trying to put together. But there's a way to do it. There's a way to – not only because they fleeced the Brooklyn Nets, who, my God, I mean – ever since the oligarch left, that thing has looked like bad money for a long time now, and it's going to be even worse for a little while longer. At least they got D'Angelo Russell a couple of nights ago. But they have done what every NBA franchise wants to do, where, okay, we may not win it right now, but we've got enough picks, and we're also giving you a product that you can get behind. If you're not LeBron, and if you're not Steph and KD, or you're not Kawhi, You gotta at least give your fans a product that they can get behind. That's why Philadelphia sold 14,000 season tickets this offseason.
How about the latest rumor that LaMarcus Aldridge is unhappy?
Well, let me tell you something about LaMarcus Aldridge. It says a lot about a dude that wants out of San Antonio. And he was exposed this playoffs the way he has been exposed several playoffs beforehand. Now it's just with a better coach. LaMarcus Aldridge, you ain't getting a top 10 pick for LaMarcus Aldridge, especially if he wants out. You'd be a fool to trade for LaMarcus Aldridge and give somebody a young prospect. I know this draft is deep in big men, and where the Bulls are right now, there's going to be a ton of big men. Like there's going to be from, I think, pick 14 to 23, of those 9 to 10 picks, there's going to be at least 7 big men taken. There's a lot of dudes. And look for this draft tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to look as 70s as any draft you have ever seen because of the natural hair being back in, the old school style of clothing. I saw Jared Allen taking his NBA draft photos yesterday. I swear to God, it looked like, you know, 1981, you know, class picture. And Lonzo Ball's got that old school vibe to him as well. You know, Josh Jackson's got the big hair. De'Aaron Fox has got the big hair. So it's going to be, I think there's going to be an old school retro vibe look to this group of kids that gets drafted tonight. Should be fun.
The other thing to remember too, and depending on how you consume the draft, if you're following Adrian Wojnarowski and getting all the information ahead of time, don't assume that just because a guy has gotten the commissioner bro hug and been given the hat,
oh yeah,
that he's on that team.
Yeah.
Because
Scottie Pippen with the Sonics hat.
It happens that guys are picked for the purposes of consummating a deal. Somebody's doing a favor for somebody else as part of a deal. You take this guy because it's going to be moved to this team for this player, and they'll get interviewed and they'll say, oh, I'm really happy to be here and I look forward to going to that city. It's my favorite city and I love all the Great Lakes and all that stuff. And then you find out that at no point was he ever destined for that city. So, and also understand that in general, as far as the coverage goes, everybody's awesome and nobody's ever going to suck.
Or, I mean, you know, every once in a while, Jay Billis goes in on Josh Smith, you know, like that's the one where where, you know, you're like, oh, look at this. Like, Jay Bill has pretty much said Josh Smith needs to take his ass back to school or to school because he was fresh out of high school.
You'd still be saying that.
Well, Josh had himself a decent career, just not to the levels that a lot of people thought. Josh had a pretty good career.
I guess he
made a lot of damn money, too.
But he
Josh
just,
Smith, I believe, made over, what, 120, 125 total in his career?
Just,
that's a nice NBA career, my man.
Just pains your ass to watch him, though, because, I mean, all time...
He's one of those guys you ask, did he reach his potential?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess he probably did.
Yeah, it was 16 and 8, 5 assists, some blocks. Never be the guy on a great team, but always will fill seats for you.
It's also the guy that if you're the opponent, you wanted him to make his first three.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he hit that, he was going to take all kinds of stupid shots with no awareness of score situation.
Watched it for a year in Atlanta, the groans. Just hearing 7,800 people groan all at once when a shot went up. It was painful. It was painful. The Bulls got to figure out why they want to be what they are. I think Gar Forman and John Paxson have skirted this question for long enough. You got to ask yourself, why do you want to be the fourth through eighth seed? You know, because now it's on you. You know, everything else, like Derrick Rose and Tom Thibodeau, was a lot of cover. There's a lot of cover there with those guys. Jimmy Butler now, a fan favorite that you've been trying to trade for 3 years. There's a lot of cover for those guys. You got to figure out why. Why are you doing what you're doing? And I don't think we've gotten a straight answer out of whether it be from the results or the actual answers that they give you on media
day. I don't
think
you're ever going to get it, because the answer could be from the very top. We have a thriving business. That we are printing money in a league where simply having a franchise means you're printing money. And
well, I know why Gar Forman would want to be a part of that, because Gar Forman is a guy who likes being
a job.
But why would John Paxson want to be around that?
I've never been able to answer that, because he has pushed back against his responsibilities. He's curtailed his responsibilities. He's wanted less and less to do with it. And there he is, just, you know, popping out to answer questions every so often. I don't know the answer to that. I also think it's one of the smartest basketball guys I've ever been around. You've heard him as a broadcaster, and I've talked to him as an assistant coach. And I just don't know where that went, where all of his understanding of the game and how that has been influenced by everything that these Bulls have gone through. Got a bit of NFL news here. Yeah. This, according to Bruce Feldman at CBS, he says...
Say it the right way.
Bruce Feldman! The Kansas City Chiefs and general manager John Dorsey have agreed to part ways effective immediately.
Yeah, whenever I see something like that, there's kind of an important player there was a differing opinion on. That's what I think when I see guys just leaving gigs or like, I can't take this anymore. The Pat Mahomes draft pick was the last straw. I'm out of here.
And,
I don't know.
And it's the same day they announced an Andy Reid extension.
Oh.
So it could be something there, too. It
maybe,
could be a,
maybe Andy wants to, you know, buy the groceries.
Right. Could be Andy's like, oh, enough of this. And if I'm going to be coaching him, I'm going to be choosing him, too.
Be careful if Andy wants to buy the groceries, though, because you're going to have a...
Impulse buying?
A lot of oatmeal pies.
I was going to say, a lot of wafers and some of the...
That's a big man.
Yeah.
That's like he's uncomfortably big. Like, they try to make jokes about it, and that is one of those. Like, he's gotten to that Buster Rhymes level of somebody might have to call, like, a friend for an intervention here soon.
We have not taken a call today, and if you are curious about what the Bulls are going to do, yes, it's fabulous. But if you're just joining us, Kyle Schwarber has been sent down to AAA Iowa. Mark Zagunas called up to replace him. He's going to bat ninth and play right field tonight. Schwarber's just got to get himself right, because he is a confused young man right now in a lot of ways. And a little bit later on, we'll let you hear what Theo Epstein long form had to say about some of the stuff today. But it's a bad day, but it's also a good day in that they finally sort of, you know, pulled the pin on this, because it's been coming for a while, and it would be better to actually begin the reconstruction, begin the remodeling, the rebuilding, the reboot, than it is just to watch whatever it is he's doing right now.
What happens if he struggles for a week or a week and a half down there?
Then you leave him down there longer until he figures out what he can still be. This segment has been brought to you by Burlington.
It's the summer of savings at Burlington stores. Hurry into Burlington today for the best selection of dresses, shorts, tanks, tees, and swimsuits for the family. Burlington, style for everyone. Our friend Joe Colley of the Sun-Times is at the Advocate Center. He's going to be joining us at 4 o'clock with the latest and everything that you're hearing. And as I mentioned, if stuff pops during a commercial cluster, we will bail out and pop on to tell you everything that's going on. So you're not going to miss anything. We'll make sure you know about it on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Not to go contrarian, but total respect to Phil Jackson. I mean, this dude is all in. Just when you thought that the Kristaps Porzingis rumors were overhyped and overblown and that they would die down after a day, the 11-time champ sat down for an interview with MSG and then he emptied his gas can right into that fire. Quote, "I don't think I've ever had a player in over 25 years of coaching, maybe 30, not come to an exit meeting," end quote. Right. Yeah, what about Shaq, who skipped an exit meeting back in 04 with the Lakers? Or what about Derrick Rose, who skipped an actual game this season? I used to be the one guy to defend Phil whenever somebody said all he ever did was roll the basketball out for Mike and Kobe. But watching him now in the front office, I'm starting to think all he did was roll the basketball out for Mike and Kobe. Those two dudes must have coached themselves and everybody else around them. I'm Jim Rome.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It is Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale going on now, kicking off the summer with daily deals. Everything from free pillows to 50% off mattresses from brands you love. But you got to stop in to the store near you, and then you say, hey, what's the daily deal?
Well, they tell you. You'll find out what the daily deal is. One of them might be the 15 queen sets under $999.99. There's something for everybody. Or Hampton and Rose mattresses set starting only $179.99 and Serta mattresses just $399.99. Shop early and don't miss their best financing offer of 0% APR for 6 years. That's 72 months, 0% APR.
All the more reason to check about an adjustable base, because that's like getting an infinite number of new mattresses because of the different ways that you can position it for watching TV or for reading or whatever you might be doing. And with select purchases, you can get a free adjustable base. I have one and I know how great it is. And with that financing deal, it's 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. But the deals don't stop there. You can get a Serta iComfort Temp Touch. That's a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology. Maybe you're just a hot sleeper and you're always throwing the covers off. So check this out. The iComfort Temp Touch right now, it's an unbeatable value, only $37 per month for 36 months. Think about that. That's like a dollar a day. Nobody sells cool comfort for less, and it's only at Mattress Firm. There's also the Beautyrest Black Hybrid. That's the multi-touch memory foam mattress with the individually pocketed coils. But you got to get in there. It is the 4th of July sale with all these deals, and I know there's a Mattress Firm near you that's convenient for you to check it out. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
This week at Lowe's, you'll get great savings during our outdoor entertaining event. Get a smoking hot deal on a Char-Griller Super Pro Charcoal Grill, now for just $99. That's a $30 savings. And if you're inviting people over for that backyard barbecue, make sure your landscape looks in tip-top shape with premium mulch. Now 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/21 through 6/28. While supplies last, U.S. only. Mulch color and selection vary by location. Offer not valid in Alaska or Hawaii.
You've waited all year, and this Saturday, it's finally here. Old Navy's famous $1 flip-flops are back for just one day only. Polish up your petties and hurry in for flip-flops for the whole family for just a buck. This Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/24, limit 10. Solid colors only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
I just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
When this world seems complicated,
did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Way.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We talked a little bit about it during the transition, Dan, about Kyle Schwarber and what you really know about him and what you don't know about him. I'll ask you the question that I asked Bruce, because I trust your baseball eye as well. What do you believe about him in the, I don't know, what is it, 400 some plate appearances that you've seen? What do you think is true? What do you think is myth because of his performance in clutch situations? And what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, you know, I don't put a lot of stock in the idea of clutch.
Yeah, because I
think that you are what you are, and over time you will be what you are in situations. I believe in the concept of choke necessarily, but not clutch. And if Schwarber clearly has a bat that can play at the major league level. I do not think he's a catcher, and I've decided that. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah, you were on it first.
Yeah, maybe get you out of a game, get you through a couple of innings. He's an emergency catcher.
When he was drafted that high by everybody, everybody's like, what are they doing? He's not a National League player or a catcher.
I think that, too. I think I would bet that he can reboot his offense. That he will come back as an 850 OPS player, but he's a DH. If I were really saying right now, scout's eye, what is he? How does he help a good team win outside of a crazy last couple of years with teams that have sort of broken the mold? You may not ever be able to construct teams quite like these Cubs teams. And I think he's a designated hitter. I think I think maybe taking the glove away will allow him to concentrate more on his hitting too, and just say, look, just do this. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about anything else. You are going to bat four times a game.
Be great at this.
And we want you to be an 850 OPS. You can be selective. Don't miss your pitch.
539 plate appearances, by the way.
That's what I think he is.
28 home runs. 73 walks, 154 strikeouts.
I think some of the excitement over how quickly this all happened has clouded a lot of the truth as far as his athletic limitations and his inability to be a catcher. He could maybe play a little first base for you, but he's David Ortiz.
He's got a 76 OPS plus this year.
That's awful. I mean, that's the thing, too. The people who are saying this is bad, what an awful day that he got sent down. Don't be sad that he got sent down. Be happy he got sent down. Be sad that he was bad. Because getting sent down is the first step of repairing himself.
I hope he can. And this is the thing, too. Like, because of what Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer brought this city last year, they've had their misses as well. You know, every GM or president of baseball operation that is celebrated has had some misses as well. I mean, you look at there are whole websites dedicated to what Theo Epstein has done wrong, and he's brought three championships to two different cities while he's done those things wrong. I'm not saying that Kyle Schwarber is a wrong thing. It's just, you know, misses happen. And if Kyle Schwarber isn't the 45 home run hitting guy that you thought he would be every single year, you know, it's not a mark against Theo Epstein. It's just one that, you know, because I think the myth and the legend of Kyle Schwarber and the Babe effing Ruth stuff and all that other stuff that we talked about the last couple of years has played into this, and you know, he hasn't just been able to be a hitting prospect.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
You reach a point where you're trying to survive. You're just trying to put the ball in play. You're not yourself. You're searching for your identity as a hitter on a nightly basis. And that's just really hard. And it is not atypical at all for players to need to change their environment in order to rediscover who they are.
So Cubs president Theo Epstein is sending Kyle Schwarber down to the minors. Schwarber headed to Iowa after slumping mightily with the Cubs this season, a 171 average.
You go back and look, he had over 600 plate appearances in the minor leagues. He's a career 333 hitter in the minor leagues. This is not just some all-or-nothing slugger. He's a hitter first who has power, and I think, you know, obviously a lot of things have happened this year, but it's gotten away from them, and now it's sort of just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
A stunning turn of events for Schwarber, who hit 400 in the World Series last year after playing in just three regular season games because of that knee injury. Epstein, a guest with Spiegel and Parkins. The Cubs also putting Jason Hayward on the DL with his injured hand. He hurt it trying to make a sliding catch last weekend in Pittsburgh. Cubs in Miami tonight. Mark Zagunas has been called up from the minors. He's in right field this evening. Jake Arrieta and Jeff Locke, the starters. The Cubs also signing their top draft pick, lefty pitcher Brendan Little. In Minnesota, the start of the White Sox and Twins still delayed by rain. Philadelphia beat St. Louis 5-1. Top 7, Texas 7, Toronto 4. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 3-2 in the 7th. Top 4, Arizona leads Colorado 5-1. Houston on top of Oakland 5-0 in the 2nd. NBA, the Bulls have have the 16th selection in tonight's NBA draft. Now, it's been reported the Bulls are interested in Kansas swingman Josh Jackson, but they'll likely have to make a trade into the top five to get him. Minnesota reportedly trying to put together a package to acquire Butler. Hockey, Blackhawks open the season October 5 against Pittsburgh on the west side. Football, the Bears say fans who want to see training camp practices in Bourbonnais will need a free ticket for entry. They're available on the team's website. First practice July 27th. Raiders quarterback
Derek
Carr.
What's the reason for that, Zach? Is that just so they can better understand the numbers? Is that for their own bookkeeping purpose?
I have no idea. I'll find out for you, though.
Thank you.
Let me get back to Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. Do you realize he's now the highest paid player in the NFL after signing a 5-year, $125 million extension? And John Dorsey, as you guys talked about, out as Chiefs GM. Andy Reid, the head coach, gets a contract extension.
How long before Matt Stafford is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. What will Kirk Cousins make once he hits the market?
Yeah, the 49ers of the Browns might pony up for him, right?
Yeah. Speaking of money, the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow fell 12 points. NASDAQ went up 2 points. S&P 500 finished down one. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the VIG, located on Wells in Chicago. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube, featuring Pennzoil Motor Oil. Jiffy Lube offers brake service at some locations. For a high-quality oil change, brake service, or preventive maintenance, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com.
You've raised the antenna of a few people, by the way, with your clutch versus choke argument.
I've done this how many hundred times?
How can you believe in choke and not believe in clutch?
It's semantics. Because there is no proof of a player being given enough opportunities, a large enough mathematical sample size, there is no proof of a player being better than he otherwise is. However,
Mark Lemke!
However, this is about how you define it. There is substantial evidence of players who are otherwise worse than they usually are in critical situations.
A-Rod for a while there, right?
So what that means is it's all how you define it. If you define clutch by absence of choke, a person who's able to be himself no matter what the moment is.
Not better than himself, be himself.
What happens is when you hear about choke, you don't hear about a bum choking.
Right. I can't believe that 85% free throw shooter missed both
those
free
throws.
You
hear about a good or great player in those moments not being good or great because it's that spread that stands out. So you're allowed to sort of stand it on its head, and if you define clutch as the absence of choke, that would be a reasonable statistical definition of it. But the fact is that the best researchers have never found somebody who just all of a sudden in the critical situations was better than he otherwise would be, given enough time, given the accounting for variance. So I guess you can say that guy's clutch, meaning, boy, he doesn't drop off in the big situations. He's always himself. So
I remember that year that Brandon Roy had just knocking down jumper after jumper and the ice water in his veins, and then his knees turned to pudding.
Yeah, the 6-3-0 says clutch basically means doesn't choke in high leverage situations. Like Koji Uehara, for example. Did I tell you? I know.
I'm not gonna let you dance on that. He's a 42-year-old dude who they were like, "Hey, you want a job? We need somebody who can throw and has got a crazy mitt."
But there was you're right. Actually, my son came up with a plausible mitt theory for Koji.
Oh God!
Tell me, no, seriously. This is his thought, and I said I'm predisposed to dismiss you and make fun of you, but I actually kind of like that.
Okay.
So here's what he said. He said, "Do you remember Jose Contreras and you remember the bout of pitch tipping that he had?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the tipping was?
The way he closed his hand around the ball?
The way he dug in his mitt to get his split finger grip.
Oh, the force.
They saw him pushing. They could see his mitt squeeze a little bit. So
That meant he was throwing a splitter.
And then they told him.
And then he went on like a 21 what is it, 21 start unbeaten streak or something like that?
Because Cooper told him, do that no matter what. He just said,
dig in there
no matter what pitch you're throwing. So that could change. So my kid said, maybe he has that giant webbing, that weird giant webbing.
And to not let you know which meatball is coming.
Right, and an old stiff glove, because he knows he's got to dig at his split finger a little bit harder, and it masks it. And I said, you know what? I want to call you an idiot.
All right, one for Jason Bernstein. I guess.
I thought
you got to make him an emailer now.
But it was at least plausible to think that maybe somebody told him, if you're going to be a primary split finger fastball pitcher, you need to avoid showing. Maybe your mitt can help guard you from showing that you're digging at the ball.
Maybe he likes giant mitts.
It could be that. Maybe he just likes giant mitts.
That's plausible, though. I'll give it to him.
Okay, fine. One for him. I gotta give him one every once in a while. This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. 800-430-4149.
It's hot outside. You have to be very wary of the tourist walkers that are outside. Not the White Walkers from Game of Thrones or the zombies from The Walking Dead. The tourist walkers who don't know which side of the street to walk on, who are constantly looking up at all the big buildings while they're walking in front of you.
Selfie sticks and are taking pictures on the bridge.
Well, if you see somebody with a selfie stick,
just with the Trump building in the background,
break it for them. No, be careful out there, because yesterday was the first day of summer, right? Was it yesterday? Yesterday was the first day of summer. Got to be careful out there in these downtown South Loop, West Loop streets, because there are a lot of people that have bust in and are now ready to walk around, Pritzker Pavilion or Millennium Park and be in your way. So please, please, please be a very nice Chicagoan and make sure that their stay is lovely. But also just move them to the side a little bit. Move them to the left. Move them to the right. Ensure them that no one will be shot if you walk on the right side of the street.
Everybody in Chicago shot all the time. What are you talking about, Goff?
I was getting that 630 text yesterday about, the reason why nobody lives there is because it's all a crime. And I'm like, dude, this is a terrific city to live in. You enjoy your strip malls and your monochromatic people and your Orange Theory workout joints. I'll enjoy your
awful Indian food.
Right, I'll enjoy. Right, exactly. Your Panda Express being the best Chinese food that you can get, or best Asian food that you can get.
Although that's not true, because actually the funny thing is Schaumburg, Palatine, and Naperville have some of the best Indian food going right now.
Well, I don't eat Indian food, so I'll never know. You're missing out. I don't feel like I am, to be honest with you. I think Hyde Park ruined me on the Indian food tip, that little Indian food spot right there in the Kimbark Plaza.
Don't let a bad experience ruin you. I'm good money on that.
I think I'm good. The seasoning profile is not one to my liking.
Okay.
Shout out to all my Indians out there. I rock with you. Just don't rock with your food. That's all that is.
Wow.
I mean, hey, you know.
You are a hater.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Speaking of which, I've got a story regarding tonight and what people think might happen with LeVar Ball.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
That's next on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bulls next year, I would expect more of the same. Maybe if they had a coach, their record would be a lot better, given the fact that they got a guy that can't coach and rolling the same team out. I don't think anyone's excited at that prospect.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
As I've been talking to you about Upside.com, I've been telling you it'll save your company big on business travel, and you get a big gift card every trip you buy. If it sounds too good to be true, you got to trust me on this. Go to Upside.com, check out their super fast searches. In about 90 seconds, they'll give you a ton of awesome choices on United or American, whatever you fly, and also some pretty dope hotels as well. The first option will get you a huge gift card and save your business a ton of money. And then they show you options that if you're a little bit flexible, you want to leave a little bit later, a little bit earlier, maybe the next day, you get the same kind of hotel or maybe one with a couple less stars. If you want to go a little bit more rugged, you get even more in gift cards, and the trip costs your business even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Flexibility gets you more, like life. But if you're not, you still get big savings and a big gift card. If you're taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside.com. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside is the real deal. It'll get you a real gift card. And next time you use Upside, use the promo code SCORE. You are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a huge gift card every single trip. Go to Upside.com right now. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
The summer's here, and it's time for you to upgrade your ride. Make your way on down to Sunrise Chevrolet. Get yourself into one of those Chevy Malibus, Chevy Silverados, or the Equinox. There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. That's like a sale on top of a sale. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all financing in lieu of rebates, find new roads.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
A medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you've been thinking about updating your old appliances, now's the time. Because now at Lowe's, you'll find great deals, like up to 40% off select appliance special values. That's up to 40% off some of the best brand name appliances with all the bells and whistles to help bring your kitchen and laundry room up to date. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid 6/21 through 7/12. U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You've waited all year, and this Saturday, it's finally here. Old Navy's famous $1 flip-flops are back for just one day only. Polish up your petties and hurry in for flip-flops for the whole family for just a buck. This Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/24, limit 10. Solid colors only.
Libra, this week your best bet is to stick to what you know. Scorpio, use your unexpected time wisely, like trying to solve those problems that have been stressing you out. Sagittarius, disagreements aren't always bad. A differing opinion may get you out of a jam this week. Capricorn, finances on your mind this week. It may be time to check out your future goals. Aquarius, this week romance heats up. That special someone may get a little closer. And Pisces, don't let what the group thinks influence what you think. Your options to serve your own decisions. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Lowe's has you covered for all those projects on your summer to-do list and will even help you save. Update your old flooring with stylish new ceramic tile starting at just 49 cents and give your home a whole new look inside and out with $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 6/21 through 6/28. Exclusions apply. Tile offer valid 6/21 through 7/5. Price based per square foot or per piece based on market. While supplies last, U.S. only.
The 11th free during our best 10 for 10 sale.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
LLC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're talking about Big Baller Brand.
Wanna be a baller, Chicago.
don't know if you follow Jimmy Traina from Sports Illustrated. And Jimmy is great at just monitoring like social media trends and then writing about such things. And the headline is, Twitter is convinced LeVar Ball will walk on stage when Lonzo gets drafted.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
Oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Is Vegas taking odds?
I don't know, but he just
he wouldn't forget. That's his son's
he
moment.
He says, forget all the possible trades that may happen. Forget the suspense about how the top of the draft will play out. Forget about where Lonzo Ball will land. The biggest question about the NBA draft is simple. Will Lonzo's attention-seeking father, LeVar, join him on stage with Commissioner Adam Silver after a team selects the UCLA superstar?
That's not going to happen.
Says, everyone on Twitter pretty much thinks it's a lock that LeVar will continue acting like a blowhard and make his presence known at the draft.
He's not going to walk up there with his kid. That's not going to happen. Kevin White will get 11 touchdowns and 1,300 yards before that happens.
Okay, well, you bring that up. You want to bet?
No. I will. We're going to be at the London House tomorrow, so I will bet.
I got to get odds.
A round of drinks for a table of four at the London House tomorrow.
Because it's got to be. It's not a 50-50 bet.
Okay. All right, I got you. Like, so how you want to do it then?
I would like a reasonable offer.
As my uncle used to say, whatever makes you uncomfortable, man, let's go.
Right, exactly. Right. I'll take like a 10-1.
10-1?
It's probably 10-1 against him doing it. You know, so
but it is LeVar.
Right.
And you are a hater.
you are a hater.
Oh, man. He's not going to do that. No. I don't know. No, he won't. He won't. I think this is the time when LeVar. What if LeVar has done all of this to drum up the money for, you know, Lonzo's shoe and the Big Baller brand? And when Lonzo jumps into the NBA, he just falls back. How surprised would you be if that happens?
I don't think he's capable of it.
No?
I don't think there's any long game here.
Did you? Oh, by the way, the GQ piece that Zach Barron wrote. This dude said that, you know, he was talking about LaMelo, LiAngelo, and Lonzo. He goes, you know, he was looking at them while he was saying this to Zach Barron. He's like, well, it's three of them, so you know, one of them's going to be bad. Like, one of them's not going to play
LaVar
in the NBA.
Said that?
Yeah, and then you know, he didn't even just stop there. He goes, and it's probably going to be LiAngelo. Yeah, he said that in the GQ piece, and then he goes, but LiAngelo's the best looking one, so he's got that going for him. Yes, yes. And LaVar's wife is sitting there like, no, all my sons are handsome. Like, she's trying to like be the good mom, and Alonzo's just giving him to her. Straight uncut raw.
Where is mom in all this?
Oh, she's got the Big Baller brand stuff on too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's just rolling her eyes.
She walked in. You got to read this GQ interview.
Okay.
She walks in.
There's only so much of this I can stomach.
She walks in with her mom. Her mom's name is Sonia. Her mom is 82 years old. She walks in and LeVar says, Sonia, if I was a little bit older, I'd hit that. Yes.
Yes. To his mother-in-law?
Yes! He's like, Sonia, if I was a little bit older, I'd give you the business. Like, while Zach Barron is sitting there, he made Zach Barron put on a triple B shirt. And Zach wrote, he was like, you know, due to journalistic integrity, can't. I can't do this. He was like, you in this house, you gonna put on a triple B shirt. I don't know if he is Bundini Brown. I don't know if he is the next crazy man. I don't know if he's Todd Marinovich's dad or Serena and Venus. Is his dad, but I'll tell you this.
I keep vacillating on his level of self-awareness.
What he has done, all right? He has taken his brand and his market and his market share now because people are buying these shoes. Like, and if Lonzo plays halfway decent, there are a lot of people who are going to buy these shoes in LA, especially if he is a Laker. I don't know if he's crazy as hell, if I despise him, if I love him, but this whole thing, man.
You love him.
Dude, I'm thinking about it.
You do.
I'm thinking about it because I know
what you like about
him. I know a bunch of LeVar Balls.
I know what you like. You like the transgressive. You like the transgressive nature. You like the fact that he doesn't care. You like the fact that he's not allowing a certain culture to define him.
He is what he is.
When he knows that a certain percentage of people are not going to like him.
He like all the things that we ask for fathers to be. He has been, and then he's also been the things that we don't want fathers to be, especially sports dads. You know, he's got three kids in the UCLA, man, on a basketball scholarship, whatever you want to call it. But he's going to have three kids who will have worn UCLA colors and walked around on that campus, and a couple of them might make it to the NBA. And
not they LeAngelo,
seem, right? That's, dude, the fact that he said that to a this was before he had made any of the comments. This was like a few months ago. Like this GQ piece just came out, I believe, this week. And this is a few months ago that he went in. It's like, yeah, you know, when you got three of them, one of them's going to be bad. And it's probably going to be LeAngelo. Because LeAngelo is like a 6'5 power forward kind of guy. You know, LaMelo has actually had a growth spurt, and Lonzo is going to be the second or third pick in the game. But this dude. I don't think he's going to walk up on the stage, but I don't know. I'd be interested to see if he calms down some of the rhetoric once his kid is in the NBA.
The kids seem to not be ready to do what Chris Bryant said he would do. It'd be like, hey, that's enough now.
Well, have you seen the Foot Locker commercial?
It's hysterical.
Yeah, Lonzo played it well.
If you haven't heard this, the Foot Locker commercial was some of the pre-draft guys.
It came out on Father's Day. It was
a Father's Day commercial, and this could not be more deadpan from Lonzo Ball. It is intended exactly the way you think.
With Father's Day and the draft so close together, Foot Locker asked us to reflect on everything dads do for us
on our journeys to the NBA.
Dads are special. So many memories.
All those games of one-on-one in the driveway where he let me win.
Just never missing a game.
Of course, there's that big day when your dad berates your high school coach in front of an entire crowd for not getting you enough touches.
Waking up early to drive to all those faraway tournaments.
Or that special moment when your dad sits you down and tells you where you're going to college. Copyright your name to make it a part of a family lifestyle brand. Went on First Take and shouted back and forth with Stephen A. Smith about how you're already better than the reigning league MVP. All those interviews from the stands during college games, the public spats with the all-time greats, soundbite after soundbite to the national media, and then tells 29 out of 30 teams to not bother drafting you.
And fishing. We went fishing a lot.
Hey, it's worked so far, man. This is one thing that I don't understand, by the way. The people who are rooting against the kid. Like, if you're rooting against LeVar Ball, you're kind of rooting against the kid, but there are people who are all out rooting against the kid to kind of stick it to LeVar Ball. When I think the kid all three kids are as soft-spoken, as humble as any college or high school stars we have seen in a long time.
This segment is brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. Joe Cowley is at the Advocate Center getting ready for the draft that starts in a couple hours, and we're going to find out the latest from him next on The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Heir in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Heir. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Heir, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
If you've been thinking about updating your old appliances, now's the time.